My name is Mark Anderson. I'm the developer of the Floresware POS system. We're just about a month away from Mother's Day, probably one of your busiest times of the year. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss how you can use Floresware to increase sales and pre-orders while decreasing headaches and, most importantly, building your customer database so that it can keep generating sales through the slow summer months and beyond. In the weeks leading up to Mother's Day, we want to use Floresware to do a couple of different things. First of all, we want to market to your existing customers. We want to use the marketing features in Floresware to make sure that your existing customers order from you and not another florist, online retailer, or grocery store. There are a few different ways we're going to go about this. The first is by taking full advantage of the messages in Floresware. These are the messages that we give to the customers, either over the phone, in person, by printing them on receipts, statements, etc. We access these messages through your settings. If you're not sure how to do this, please check the online support pages. But basically, there are four different messages that we want to change. There's the goodbye message. This is the message that's displayed on screen at the end of each and every sale and order. Floresware is prompting your staff members to give this message to the customer. And in advance of a big holiday like Mother's Day, it should be reminding your customers to place their Mother's Day pre-orders early. There are three other different messages that we can use at a holiday like this. These are the messages that appear on invoices, receipts, and statements. Once again, we access them through the settings. And in each case, we want to change these messages to urge your customers to place their Mother's Day pre-orders as soon as possible. We also want to use the email and possibly postcards features in Floresware. Once again, these are quite easy to do. To get started with those, you would access Floresware at the manager level, click marketing, and take it from there. There are other podcasts and lots of help in the support pages that cover this topic. Now that we've talked about how we're going to get the message to your customers, we're going to talk about the message that we want to deliver. First and foremost, we want to encourage your customers to order well in advance. Among other things, this will allow you to purchase more accurately. There are a few commonly used incentives. Some stores offer discounts on Mother's Day pre-orders. This is a good solution, but instead, we'd much rather see you offering bonus points. Instead of discounting your prices, you offer double or triple points on orders placed before a deadline that you specify. There are several advantages to this. The first is that you're still charging your full price. The discount you are offering, in the form of bonus points, is not only deferred long into the future, it will also be a much smaller discount, especially when you consider that many, if not most, customers will never actually get around to redeeming their points. There is another great benefit to offering bonus points. It gives the customers a reason to share valuable marketing information. In order to take part in the points program, a customer has to give you their name, phone number, and hopefully email address. It's easy to set up the bonus points feature if you're not already using it. You simply go into your settings and specify that you want to take advantage of the points program. To increase the points, to offer special Mother's Day pre-order bonus points, you simply increase the rate at which points are awarded. When you reach whatever deadline you set, you simply turn the points reward rate back to normal. You will, of course, have to promote this to your customers, so all of your receipts and invoices, as well as all your marketing materials, should mention that you are offering bonus points on all sales between, say, middle of April and probably a week before Mother's Day. Not only will this increase your pre-sales, it should also increase your regular sales during this slow period. The other thing we want to do in the weeks leading up to Mother's Day is keep on building your customer database. We keep talking about how Floresware can help you market to your existing database of customers. The bigger that database is, the more Floresware has to offer. You want the biggest possible customer database. Mother's Day is a great opportunity to build that database. You're going to have a huge number of people placing orders, and you need to take advantage of that. It can be hard. When your shop is busy, it's very tempting to skip over things like customer email addresses, mailing addresses, reminders, etc. But you need to avoid that temptation whenever possible. You want to collect as much information as you can. It's the busiest time of the year. Take advantage of it. Remember, we're going to use this information to increase sales all year long. So far, we've been talking about how florist wear can help you in advance of Mother's Day. Now we're going to talk about how it can actually help you on the big day itself. The first thing florist wear is going to do is help you organize your deliveries and pickups. This will make your life easier on the craziest day of the year. In the reporting section, you can generate delivery lists, divide deliveries into separate routes, sort them how you like. You can print these out and give them to your drivers to help them stay organized. You should also generate pickup lists. Sort the list by the last name of the customer and print. Then, as customers come in to pick up their product, it's relatively easy to find their name in the list, see the order number, and find their items. You can then stroke their name off the list. This one's even more important. Continue to collect customer information. It's going to be a madhouse in your store, and you're going to be very tempted to skip customer information. Please don't do that. You want to collect that information whenever possible. After Mother's Day, we go into a real slow period. We're going to take advantage of the information you collect to increase your sales right through until things pick up again in the fall. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great Mother's Day.